It's Thursday, April 28, 2011. This is the Yard Info Podcast, the lighter side of Jamaican news. On the news today, or this week in the news, Odari Stewart is here with me.
That's right.
Along with Ruan Gunter.
Gunter in the building as usual.
Some of the things that we're covering on another hot day in Kingston City. Rastas need love too.
That's right.
Opposition PNP get dark over JPS request. Too stressed to be blessed. Sound like the other way around, eh? Jamaicans under pressure.
Yeah
man, them say we stress out.
Yeah, that.
Thieves get bun trying to steal cheese. And who is gonna guard from the security guard? Security guard steal employers' belongings. Again, the Yard Info Podcast, we cover the lighter side of news. You know, we take it, we twist it, we turn it. We look at some of the more humorous aspects of what has taken place in Jamaica and with regard to Jamaicans all over the world each week. Back to the Yard Info Podcast and back to some crazy stories on this week's. Oh, wait, the owner's so quiet. What happened?
No, yeah. No, just when I wait for you to come back and you come back now, so I'm ready for speak now.
I want to see the story then.
Yeah, I'm going to say a couple of stories. I say all the things that I'm going to go on. Who I get bun and who I get cheese and all.
Well,
Easter was good.
Mm. You have a couple of man there try to get some cheese.
Yeah.
Start out with for the Easter. You know, them say them don't want a bun.
Bun the bun. Then.
Them just want cheese.
No, man, them need the cheese for go with the bun. Them I get bun already.
Oh, them I get bun already.
Yeah.
Well, two enterprising gentlemen were trying to get, steal some tins of cheese from the John Arwang supermarket in New Kingston.
Yeah.
Who says so?
And well, this is what the news report says, and that
and if it wasn't for that very informative customer,
well, a customer was passing by,
informative,
and saw the industry cheese a throw out a window, and the next one they downstairs a catch and a collect
like the West Indies,
yes,
a cricket match.
So they thought, you know, it would be advisable to let the boss know that they're doing a good job of storing the cheese around the back. Yeah, of course, the two men were arrested for attempting to steal 12 tins of cheese with themselves for $30,000.
And I believe that's a lie.
Why?
Do the math. $2,500.
Cheese is expensive.
For a tin of cheese.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 12 times 2,500.
Yes.
Well, they have different sizes, no? So the biggest size is for 2,500?
It's waiting at the cheese.
Well, listen to me. Don't you think we should give credit to that customer who was very helpful?
That customer there is an informative customer.
Very,
very
informative
customer. Yes, I.
And we need to be informative in Jamaica.
No.
And we need to be more informative
in Jamaica.
I believe
we should be more helpful.
Help
myself to a couple of things.
I know, so probably not inform. She got informed first.
Why is that?
Is that she?
No,
is that she?
Or he?
Is that she?
No, it probably was that money, but I said, yo, boss, want to my
own. Give me one, I'll make my go on.
Yeah, some more than likely. Probably. No, I've been a buyer still in it, but more than likely. Look, kind of
feminine.
Yeah.
It sounds cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, some things are true down. And I say, John Oster, you know, so they might do a good work, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
Never know, sir, inform, share, inform.
No.
And I said, boss, I like that little style, man.
Yeah.
Save time and energy, man. Instead of go up the stairs and.
Boss, I said, what?
Yeah.
I don't tell them to put the cheese nowhere, man.
So, them teeth, Christmas.
Christmas a ham.
Okay.
Them teeth are calling to season. Because you know I can the first time they take something.
But you know see, I can't think she mash up now.
Exactly. I just catch them get.
It's a serious business.
So when Christmas come a ham,
mm-hmm.
Summer, what people eating in summer? Hot dog and burger and them things. Yeah.
When I jewelry
season. Some of them are fruit stuff.
Jewelry season.
When I jewelry season.
Every day jewelry season, you know, cash for gold. That me I tell you. Before we get to the jewelry season though, Barbados.
Aye,
have you ever been to Barbados?
Not again.
No, we fly over it.
Not again.
You've never been into Barbados?
No.
You never passed through Barbados customs?
No, yeah. Never. Fly over though.
So you've never
encountered no cavities.
Had anybody searching Barbados?
No.
Finger you out?
Mm-mm.
Off the line.
Or finger you in.
Find you out of the line with them fingers.
Or finger you in.
Alright, well, being the man was in Barbados recently.
What are you saying?
I don't know all the customs, his experience was in
customs.
Nobody knows, say them arrest him.
Well, he was arrested previous, like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
But he was warning them, say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Barbadians.
You know them afraid of me? Because them checks say me go say something. Sean is, you know, say me nah say nothing.
but me have to talk my mind. Hey, me, burn Satan, Baphomet and Lucifer. Then put a fire upon all every worshiper. Burn this hour so you are calling me name so far. Sean is a telling. Me not talk too long. No, no, me not talk too long. Argument gangsta not furlong. Me not afraid of all of the rats in a turban.
Mr. Cooler.
Yeah, the harassment of Jamaica, if you can call it that, the harassment of Jamaica.
Leave it for the entertainers. I don't know.
Oh, Gary. Yeah, you know the details of the story, Gary.
Well, I mean, it come off the background of Miss Myrie, who has
become very popular.
Very popular.
That's Shanique Myrie, yes. Yeah. Who accused the Barbados customs officers of
finger raping her.
Yes. Yes. I mean, a lot of persons in Jamaica society have been voicing their opinions about what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Some time ago, we spoke about that. I said, me that joined the line, yeah, because...
You that joined the line in Barbados?
Yes, man, because see, it come to fruit now because so much people are coming.
So you that joined the line in Barbados? Course.
Just to get...
No, not just to get, you know.
I don't understand. Gunter?
Yeah.
Listen. You tell me what is going on, what no. your thoughts on this story, because I think him going down the wrong line.
No, sir.
Well,
it's from money involved.
Before.
Oh, so they mean the people who are coming forward to pay money.
For money. That's why I go down the line.
Before even Mr. McMurray case, I got a couple texts on the BB regarding people mistreating Jamaicans.
Down there?
Yeah.
And even since, a lot of people coming forward.
Yeah.
And saying that, I think it's the public defender, Earl Witter, has asked people to come forward to say if they have had any bad experiences. And from what I gather, quite a few people have been coming forward. But maybe... because of the same thing
what
Mr. Stewart said, you know, them just come forward for safe, but them can't claim
something. Well, in all honesty, not for cut, you know, not a lot of the stories coming about this finger and thing and the cavity. It's just a miss.
I really get uncomfortable when you talk about the digit and the cavity.
And you need to explain cavity to some people.
Now, cavity is what in your tooth, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Some people need to know.
They were just searching it.
Cavity.
Yes. Oh gosh, listen.
Well, I just want to say hush to that young lady, but she now has the opportunity to go back in Barbados to identify the person who engaged her.
And I hope she take up the opportunity because I want to know that this wasn't a false accusation.
And can be good. I mean, just like I say, it can be good and bad, you know, because if you go there and identify the wrong person. People going to start to think that is probably...
But the thing about it, you know, anybody she identify going to be the wrong person, you know. Can anybody should point out? I said, me!
Never work that day.
No!
Never work that day.
But remember, records are there in the airport. It's not like some places, you know, where you just slide in and slide out and nobody knows that you're there.
No, man.
No, I put on myself, me I talk about.
Oh,
I'm not going to point for myself.
Well, you already get a gist of what it is that we do and how we do it. We're at yardinfo.com online. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast. And twitter.com/yardinfo. For those of our, well, when you're online, you actually listen to the program, not watch. Yeah, we're back. It's the Yard Info podcast with yours truly, Andrew Hewitt, Rowan Gunter, and Odari Cake Soap Stewart.
Stop use cake soap, boss.
You stop use cake soap?
Different thing. Wow.
Stop use toothpaste.
And curry.
Yeah, that. You know it.
Hold on.
I don't really know.
Do you want to tell you the other thing? Yeah, the other one. Do you have inferior complexion complex?
Yeah, that.
Need to bleach out your face in a hurry?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just link Dr. Moore for the toothpaste and curry.
Sorry. Toothpaste and curry.
Toothpaste and curry.
In this country?
Absolutely.
The next story that we're on.
Next story?
Yeah, JPS.
Insensitive. Oh, gosh.
Talk to us. JPS. Talk to us,
JPS. And oppositions are talking. Then who else will talk about power? More than a person with a power.
That is right. Darkness.
Dark.
If you're out of power, you almost you are I got to talk about.
What am I about the JPS for now?
No, but really and truly, I don't know about you, but I'm in a bridge light. So
why you saying you don't know about me?
No, because you're like a different JPS. We are supposed to be different as a consumer basket.
But the JPS is a company like every other company.
What JPS needs to go do is go find the people and we are building the bridge and collect them money there. Are you and me are pay for them people?
What is it that they're planning to do?
Oh, GPS?
Yeah.
No, they want to increase. Remember, I said them have this old ad. You know, like normally when you have a disaster in Jamaica, it costs the GPS quite a sum, you know.
Yeah, sometimes they're damaged. Yeah,
and if the increase like of fuel or whatever the case is, them need for compensate the government. A matter of fact, supposed to compensate them back some of their spending costs. For example, when another hurricane was there,
Ivan, I think it was the last time. Yeah,
they did not get an opportunity to collect back some of the sum. And that were them claims. Yeah, you know, so them increased the.
But I remember there was a charge on light bills too what I'm saying, some of the money is still outstanding.
Yeah, man, still outstanding, man.
Okay.
Well, heap too.
And according to what I'm seeing here, you have different people from, for instance, Professor Rosalie Hamilton from the Medium and Small Business Alliance, as well as Trevor Heaven, who is in charge of the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association.
It's going to affect everybody, my boss. Yeah. What them need for do as me, I tell you. You see the people, because me, I tell you, most people in the garrison, especially me, me never didn't know say bridge light means say you take like illegal when me little, you know. You think there's a light on a bridge.
That's true. me still think so.
We don't blame him.
Me still
think so. No, you still think so. That will allow you to continue the bridge.
That my group comes in bossy.
Me still think so.
So, I mean, I say, everybody pay for them looking 2 grand and them looking 15 bills and whatever.
But another lighter come to, that is the problem.
No, but if them even can't get that for our bridging, then better for we.
But you know why I don't agree with you though?
Yeah.
Someone who works at JPS told me this.
Yeah.
That even if them get everybody in Jamaica for start pay legally, they're not dropping the cost that we are paying right now. Anyway, that threshold is going to remain there.
Where is that?
If somebody who work on a JPS tell me that.
I'm a boss.
Me not call your name, I won't get you in trouble, but somebody can find you.
Yeah, but once you say somebody that work at JPS, you're going to cause an inquiry now.
No, them can't inquire all them one. Them not going to find out who she is.
But you're but seems like you're looking like for the staff that
third floor.
All I'm afraid to know is to find out who for phone number.
Yes.
Connect to the.
So you tell them how to get in touch with the person.
All right.
Why you see me at that? But so you're very informative, right?
No, them never tell them my number for me.
Yeah. One other thing, do you know?
Yeah.
Because what they're doing right now, JPS applying or wants to apply to the OUR for a rate increase, which they are entitled to
yearly.
A year. The problem is, it seems so. But the problem is, why are they entitled to this? How on earth you get a monopoly? You have no competition. And you are entitled, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, viewers, listeners, but if I'm not mistaken, they are guaranteed a profit.
Yeah.
The contract that they have. But what I am sure of is that they are entitled to go to the OUR each year for a rate increase.
Whether or not.
Yeah. So how on earth
you are the rates for rating?
You will get a business run when you don't have no competition, and we are gonna guarantee anything to you. As far as I'm concerned, you should just run that, and if you are a good business manager, you run it properly and you earn your money.
Yeah.
And remember, even with fuel, you know, automatically they don't have to apply for this. If fuel goes up, they are able to adjust the fuel IPP charge on the bill.
But some of these charges are non-fuel charges.
Well, even so, other them doing business, man. Come on, them have to be a good business.
Yeah, but can we look at it from a perspective? So, yeah, them asking for it, but they're not guaranteed to get it.
Right? Yeah, we know that still, but the fact that they're asking for it.
They should not be entitled to even ask for a rate increase.
Why? I don't understand that, though. Why?
In the sense that you give them the entitlement to ask for a rate increase each year. What happened when we don't have inflation? What happened when everything is running? Look at the last year. You know, think JPS is profitable
enough. I mean,
if there's going to be a request for rate increase, it should be dependent on certain things, including
earthquake, natural disaster,
including something that not count them there. Them for insure them things.
But they're insured, you know.
Yeah, they're insured.
They don't feel like so what them are asking to pay for other day insurance. They're insured. It has to be insured.
So, you're going to
so they're insured and then they still collect a money from
you. But boss, the insurance doesn't have nothing to do with the government, boss.
Cha!
Rastafari, we need love.
To this Rasta. Yeah, we need love because JPS and Nagy with no love at all. And we can't deal with this. Why not tell me?
I'm very disgusted with the JPS.
It surprised you think they're insured.
I know why I said this about the JPS thing. I'm still in the JPS thing, you know. It's because I'm a single man in terms of
what?
No, listen, me a single man. I mean that I live alone, my boss. You them come check me probably on weekends or so. And my light bill come to $5,000 every month.
And are you one?
And I'm me one. I'm so not dead at daytime.
But no.
Most time I'm dead at podcast.
You not dead at daytime.
Yes. Who dead
at? But the neighbor them dead at daytime.
I live in an apartment complex. And everybody has their
own. Don't worry. It go through the wall. Trust me, somebody is using that light and I'm glad say you're not dead at your time.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't worry yourself, man.
So you are being very informative. But it's like an informative podcast.
Yes, very, man. Very informative.
All right, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check out the light.
Remember, when you're checking it out, you check www.yardinfo.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast. Twitter.com/yardinfo. We also have a blog. You can get a link to the blog from the website itself or on Jamaicans.com. That's one of our affiliate websites. Just go to Jamaicans.com, click on the blog section, Yard Info, right there. Rasta need love.
Rastafari, ever living, ever faithful, ever sure.
First thing we are going to say is, we don't know if the ballad brother supposed to really talk on the story.
True.
Because this is about Rastafari.
True.
No, but you see, now because, remember I said, they have a song out there already, you know, tell us, you don't have to Ras.
Dread.
Dread or Ras or whatever, to be a Rasta.
You know, for Ras to be a Rasta.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to dread to be a Rasta.
Dread.
You
know?
That is a very dreadful thought going to.
Dread. Also.
Yeah, man. Dread.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so Rastafari and Elder Bongo Isaacs is calling on the government to show greater respect and recognition to the faith.
No, but him started to do that already.
He has?
Yeah, because him son a Ras.
So, but that no means him a show greater love to the Ras.
Then if they no more show love to him son.
To him son?
But him son a Ras.
Well, listen. They were at the University of the West Indies at a lecture. And they also spoke about, because it was done during the Easter. So it was close to the anniversary of the Coral Gardens incident, which took place in 1963.
Also close to when Selassie visited here too, you know.
Yeah?
I think they had some celebration for him. You
know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, back in 1963, some Rasta man, there was an uprising in Coral Gardens. Three Rastafarians got killed. 7 people in all, I think.
Mm.
3 of them Rasta man.
So, all that sounds so now.
Mm.
3 Rasta dead.
Yeah.
And 4 ballad.
Yes.
You know, see who need love, so, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You see who get persecuted.
Who need
right
love, right? The summer boss.
They're the ballad them.
Because when you check that thing, 3 to 4. No?
When you check the story, what happened was that one of the Rasta man, he was initially shot and arrested. He had some confrontation with somebody who was in charge of some properties there.
Yeah.
Upon being released, this is what the news story said. In Goffin Crow, 6 of them armed and started to attack different property owners in the area.
Terrorize the people.
Yeah, so eventually, 3 of them get shot, 3 of them up on the run. No, me not see this as persecution or Rasta. You're doing something wrong.
Yeah, but back in the days, you used to hear some stuff still. Say they used to give the Rasta them a fight. But I think that kind of ease up and all still.
What the problem is, though, what occurred after that was that they were hunting for the 3 that escaped. And then use it as an excuse for cut off them locks, persecute them, beat them, force them to eat.
Yeah, that
rice.
Rice. And all these things.
Yeah, but I mean, it happens everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. Because if 3 community members leave from over the left side and go over the Esco, or over the right side, or commit a crime, you got to have people that are chastised. So I don't know
but
because
then
they're
rushed. But that isn't any reason for you to belittle their religion or cut off them locks, which you know is
but that sacrament was and all thing. Back in those days. But no, people have gotten a chance now to realize that.
Well,
Rasta, a different
thing. Can I
add
something?
Yes, Odar, please add something.
Yes, you know, as a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Very ballad.
Very.
Yeah.
But isn't it against them practices and them preaching to go take up weapons and rise against other people?
What are the practices and preachings of Rastafari though?
Eat good, boss.
Yeah.
Eat
humility.
Good.
Yeah, and what else?
Love.
That's
peace.
Yeah,
love. Peace.
And happiness.
Well, if a peace and love, yes,
peace
sir,
and
you
love.
Can do that with weapons.
Live good with your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Different
take care of
Mother
Earth. As Mother Earth take care of you.
Differently one another.
Alright.
Comparable to US and the Muslims, eh?
Alright, let us just leave with this one, you know, where I think it was the same Bongo Isaacs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was saying that let love and purity and honesty rule among the I and I.
Ja.
One love and one heart. Ja.
Rastafari.
Bless up. Ever
leave
faithful,
Rastafari.
Ever sure. I just want to touch on this one. Right now, the England netball team is here.
Yeah.
They're playing a 3-match test series against Jamaica.
Yes.
And we wallop them. Well, I shouldn't say wallop. We barely beat them this week, but at least we're ahead in the series. Tonight, as we tip, the second game is being played. So we wish our reggae, our sunshine girls
all the best. Thank you very much for that information, too. Because as I leave, the match I go to know yourself.
Yeah, 7:30 it starts, you know. And I mean, beautiful young ladies jumping up and down. Yeah. Showing their physical prowess.
Yes.
I can't think of anything better to watch.
Jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So, the next story.
Beautiful game.
Again, this is the Yard Info podcast. We wanted to check out some of the blog stories that we've been covering. We have some great authors that write for our blog. Diana is one. She's based in the United States, Jamaican, living in the States. There's also Naomi. Naomi lives in England and she does a fiction.
England.
Yeah.
England.
Lives in London. London.
Yeah, bro. About the wedding tomorrow.
Oh, please don't. The royal wedding.
The church service, man.
The name better start about that. Oh, right.
They should have bring up England.
That's a joke, too. But Roses, that's the name of the series that Naomi writes for the blog.
Mm.
Really, it follows the adventures of Marcia, a young black lady of Jamaican descent in London.
Mm.
And some of the things she goes through, work, love, school, all the adventures and experiences along with her friends, Joanna, Jade, and Shauna. Yeah, man.
The blog series.
Yeah. Diana writes of, Diana is actually a flight attendant and she writes of some of her adventures, and believe you me, you wouldn't believe some of the things that she has to go through and some of the things she faces as she travels week to week. We also have photo blogs by two very great photographers, so different spots all around Jamaica, from St. Thomas to Hanover. Some of the best photos. The one wheel really. Yeah, so check out the blog when you get a chance. It's on yardinfo.com or jamaicans.com, our affiliate site. Big ups to jamaicans.com and Xavier. Alright, it seems as if it's time for us to go. That's for the viewers on television. We're going to continue the podcast. We'll be at www.yardinfo.com. That's YAADINFO. We hope you enjoyed this, our first episode. Give us your feedback. We're yardinfo@gmail.com. You can tell us what you think. Check out the website. We have many episodes there that you can also listen to. Thanks for joining us. Gunter.
Yes, yes, Madonna.
Thanks for being with us. And Odari. Toothpaste and curry, Stuart.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Cake sale tomorrow.
Boy, you're not getting a brown and it's like it not work. Oh,
no.
Oh.
Big
we're going to cake sale.
Okay, man. Of course, Gunter is an entrepreneur. And yeah, he's having a cake sale.
That's right.
Tomorrow, yeah. So him always.
I'm going to have the royal cheesecake.
In honor of the royal wedding.
You understand? I'm going to jump off and party.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
That's right.
Peace.
Boss.
No, that's the time. So, next story. We're not done yet, you know. We still have to give the listeners the rest of it, you know. I kind of save them story after television.
Why?
Because you have a German, a Jamaican Muslim cleric.
Yeah.
Go to Germany.
Go burn
people who are of right. Homosexuals. People who are of a different... Yes, we're still taping. People who are of a different persuasion. Don't worry, me
a party man,
I
say
that. Yeah, yeah, man, no, yeah. I heard that.
Parties.
Oh, okay. I heard that.
I heard it too.
Yeah. Don't sound to the nose of a party man.
Taste this, people. Yeah, so them kick him out of them country.
Yeah.
Doug, track number 2. He said it had the right track that theme to, you know.
Yeah.
Let me hear what go on.
From what I understand, here, there is another phenomenon connected to this, where we have homosexuals who are accepted. They will walk among the girls, and the girls will play and laugh and joke with them. And the society turns a blind eye.
Listen to me, man. Big man, you can't go, you know, the people them country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go, the people them have them way of life, what them come to accept.
Yes.
And you want go to know art. Like I said this. even if you don't agree with what a man believe or what I'm like or what I'm do,
yes,
do I not. Because what he was saying was that, and what he has constantly preached is that they are supposed to be hanged or given the death sentence.
Yes.
And once you preach violence against anybody, me I go burn you out, personally.
Yes.
You understand? We need to stop that. I've said it already still, you know. As much as Jamaica have this reputation of being this homophobic country, we're not, you know.
No, sir.
Because a whole heap of them, we see walk around, we're not trouble them. You won't trouble them?
Question.
Mm.
Was he invited to speak?
I think so.
So he had an audience?
Yeah. Yeah, man, he had an audience, man.
Big audience.
So he was talking to the audience?
Yeah.
So why we have a problem?
What do you mean why we have a problem? Him inciting violence.
No, but the audience we might talk to, them already accept what he might talk about. So why we have a problem?
Because.
By the way, them deport him.
Them tell him to leave. And him have X amount of time to come out.
And if he not leave by that time,
they will lock him up and deport him.
And they will deport him. Mm-hmm. Where them deport him?
No,
to?
Canada, them for deport him because he grew up in Canada.
That's all I want.
No, but.
That's all I want.
The next thing.
So why you don't want him to come to Jamaica?
No, because him going come start up
a revolution.
Yeah,
I don't want nobody come here.
Come back.
Come tell me enough to eat pork.
Yeah, that.
And come.
Yeah, but you're a Bantam man, no?
No.
Oh. No, he grew up in Canada.
Yeah,
he's
born here.
We don't want him going to Canada.
Yeah, but look at people that said don't eat this and don't eat that, them still are eating.
Yeah, but can I say something else?
You can't make a difference, my boss.
Am I allowed to say something?
People that said don't eat this and don't eat that.
Yeah.
Still are eating.
Still are eating.
Still are eating. Yes, go ahead.
Deportation and new to we.
Extradition and deportation.
New to we.
No, sir.
But you realize it's the second Jamaican born Muslim cleric who are getting problems
born
in our people's country.
Born.
And yeah, every time I something wrong them, do them Jamaican.
Born.
That's right.
Canadian grew.
Jamaican born.
And not to mention in Canada, he was originally a communist.
Yeah, that.
And then converted to Islam. So it's like him don't know why he wanted.
No, relative to where he at.
Oh, Dari.
You talk to me.
You have to care about the people in jewelry, man. So,
we covered
a jewelry heist about a couple weeks ago, about 4 weeks ago.
Three.
Yeah, 3-4 weeks ago, and it's now come to light that they have caught one of the individuals who was involved in the heist.
Oh, Dari, friend.
And they have also taken into custody an ex-man who was accused of receiving stolen goods.
Yeah, melting pot.
Mm. So I don't know if this is the man who I use gun to electricity at daytime.
I melt the thing now.
Make him appear $5,000 and him one. Yeah, so.
Leave it, check it out.
Yeah, so Jade Abrams from a St. Catherine address is charged with receiving stolen property and changing the form and shape.
But you know, something come to my mind a while ago. Anytime you see any jewelry missing, all you have to do is set a camera all the jewelry man.
It's a rich name, this, you know.
Jade.
Yeah.
Abrahams.
It not sound like him.
But it's a jeweler.
Yeah.
So he can't be a poor person. Man, no, so, own a jewelry store.
So give me the accent. Where would that have?
No, I would not know. I do not. I cannot tell you what the accent is. So I give you $5.
$5?
$5.
Yes. If you have $3.45,
I don't take it. You're tricky. You're tricky. No.
My question is, don't let him get $200,000 worth of jewelry.
Yeah.
You can't imagine how much jewelry you get.
Okay.
Big man. Over the years, from different people, I carry them come giving.
Yeah.
Why them arrest him though?
Receiving stolen property.
Him no say thief in property.
Well, what happened? What Cornwall has said, bigger Ford is saying, is that the man get a call.
Yes.
1 hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, just a little after.
Yeah, I'm starting to melt.
And you start melting down the thing.
We're in a hustler society. I want to have something. And he said, how much fee?
No, we live in a society where Jamaicans take favor for everything.
No, Andrew,
so you see a man move so fast, man, something is up.
It cannot
remember,
be.
Remember,
you know. Yeah, probably the man get an order.
Yeah, it can't be.
Some man say, yo, boss, you know, East or forward, or something, you know, where the pan?
He wants some bun.
Yeah, man.
And cheese. Oh, you see, all the two little man want to take the cheese out of him, then probably they
are care. Yeah, I can't even good.
Mash up the business.
Or if you lock me up.
Yeah, me, I say.
Cool off.
With stress.
Can't even good.
We're stressed. And this is a serious, serious story. But me not lie. Me can't. And me couldn't help but, you know. Me did have to laugh when I heard about
so this. The cash for gold now. Mm-hmm. The people walk up now and buy my jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And so if him carry that, comes, I said a real jeweler. He might lock him up. If it, suppose me thief, I sell him cash for gold, man. I said, yo, I know
something. No, when you thief. Eh? When you
well, it depends on how it runs. It depends on how it runs because maybe you have to provide not only the jewelry but provide
which cash for
what? Proof of what?
Anyway, hear me say. Different story.
Yeah.
Jamaican people with the two stories already in the podcast. Yeah.
Mm.
With the same brother.
Mm.
What tell we say we have mental disorder,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And say the man them will love enough girl,
mm-hmm.
Is a mental problem them have, and we I don't know me they I say this man is talking madness and him a look customers,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they set up a suicide hotline for teens based on the fact that over the past couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
We've had several teenagers who have committed suicide,
mm-hmm.
And boss. The teenager them can't even get for call the line because appear big people are call the line.
Why we need a hotline for people who want to kill themselves, boss?
To prevent them from doing so.
Andrew, when you're hungry, where you do?
Eat.
When you want for beard, where you do?
Beard.
When you want for enjoy some intimacy with your lady, where you do?
Intimate.
So hold on. So you want to kill yourself, why are you making a phone call?
That is a simplistic view.
No!
I'm sorry, but listen, sometimes, you know, suicide is the last option.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, them want to kill themselves, but don't start there.
But
it start with depression.
But
it start with loneliness. It start with different things that are affecting them mentally.
If they find out
that there's a source, because a lot of these people feel like there's nobody
Andrew.
To talk to.
Yes, Andrew, your
so when
reason
them feel
is
like
unkind.
There's a source, so them can call somebody.
Your reason is
and
unkind.
Say, boy, them want
your reason
thing.
Is on point. Don't call the thing a suicide hotline.
Call it something else.
Something else.
So then it's just a major problem.
Where you reinforce the thing for if I want to kill myself.
That's not even the major
I
problem.
I ask myself.
Where the big people them are take up the little pit and them something for the pit and them
but,
can't
so,
even
but,
get for
but,
call.
But how you sound so?
Hear the ring.
Yeah? How
you
sound so?
Sound stressed, don't it?
No, but then if
going to be stressed.
You
know
my boss.
Yeah.
No, tell me the truth. No. If the little pit and them stress out.
Yeah.
Sometimes them all call stress but all the big people them, you know what I want to
so the big people them for call them own a hotline.
No,
and stop Perkins.
Yeah, call Perkins.
Yeah, but Perkins on the hotline.
I'm a glue that.
Yeah.
Perkins on the hotline, boss. Yeah. Perkins are line hot, boss.
Yeah.
What may I say?
Yeah.
Because this is the one, because it get popular now, this is the one more advertised.
Mm. But for people. Children?
No, man. More them need for advertise the big people one then. Since they're having a problem with the person.
Them for you know, me did have the number because I'm going to post it a couple of times on Facebook.
The big people, them?
Yeah,
the adults?
Yeah, it's
they need for advertise
that
one.
Call for counseling
because
and
since
guidance.
The only for suicide,
mm-hmm.
They are promoting this line extensively.
Yes, for
so
children.
Everybody will see the number there and start calls. So all you have to do is just do the two
right
of them simultaneously.
No, them suicide liner, man. Use the phone line for something else. Call them
because
work and study
hotline.
No, all right,
you know.
Want some answers for the homework. Something. Yeah. I come tell them about suicide hotline. What with that? You put them in our
so
free,
once you call,
framework.
Okay.
A mindset
so once
right
you
now.
Call the line, you know, a yeah. Suicide,
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, yeah, plan for the damn thing then.
You hear the man say?
Me hear him.
Hello?
Want to kill yourself?
Yeah, I hear him.
Yes, murder, where are you, sir?
Yeah.
Where, no. Where you out for though?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Man, nobody with it, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Change the name, the man.
Go on, my beer. Eat
Blackberry.
Some food.
Blackberry.
The hottest food in Jamaica right now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so hot that them all are teeth, them.
All are insure them.
Yeah, phone insure now.
You can't steal it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So me alone, I know what I'm going and worth it now because you talk about some of these phones are $40,000 to $50,000.
Yeah, yes.
Insure your phone, man. You can use an umbrella insurance.
So the umbrella is not just for rain in there.
No, but
it's for coverage as well.
You call it the rain
yeah,
coverage.
Yeah. Comprehensive.
Umbrella. Well, listen, a man is accused of stealing a BlackBerry phone. He was sentenced to 9 months imprisonment. What happened is that he must plead guilty with explanation. I said,
it's
a misunderstanding. And I mean, it's fair enough. It's a misunderstanding. Let me read the rest of it. He robbed the wrong person.
Wrong somebody, man.
So I never say him never want to rob, you know. He just robbed the wrong person. You know why he robbed the wrong person?
Mm.
This young lady going home. She's going home from the YMC on Hope Road.
Mm.
Yeah, she's a badminton coach and manager for an auditorium. fit. Notice the little man a follower.
Fit.
Yeah? Yeah, well fit.
Athletic.
Notice the man following her. And then all of a sudden, the man just walk up to her fast and demand the phone.
Yo, give me my phone.
My phone, you're yeah. Right about that. It is alleged that the accused who reportedly made off with the phone was chased and beaten by the complainant with her umbrella.
With her insurance.
With her insurance coverage.
Yeah,
umbrella, umbrella.
So him give her she gave him the Rihanna.
So him get the right link for yeah. The wrong phone.
That's right. I cannot believe this man. The man said, no, Your Honor.
But it's a trend that used to happen.
Yeah.
A Judge Pusey alone worked them that courthouse like that. Every case is care coming in. Yeah,
it seems to me that no, all man, these cases that, no, that
I feel come on the podcast. The story.
No, Pusey just man. A she.
Might be a she give me them.
No, man.
Let me know what I'm going
on. She make the most money down at that courthouse.
So. Oh, all right. So before we move on to the next courthouse case, I don't know what this Jamaican song. RDX. Beno.
Big man, song about 2 years ago.
2 years ago or more. Because that one was Grand Gala.
You know, about 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Touchy dance and a tune a play.
Yeah. Well, the man, them got Uganda got touchy dance and, I mean, the show, which had an artist, like, listen to them name, you know. Woods, Gaga Bounty, Shortcut with a K, of Gagamel. These were some of the artists that were there.
AK-47.
Including Tough B, Fidempa.
Yeah.
Emperor Orlando.
Where the money come from?
AK-47. Now let them have some say Ugandan
artist. Local artist. Man. Yes.
Or the next
Bebe one. Cool.
Bebe Cool. And Yo Yo.
And Yanni.
Yeah, man.
Enough sing J. Them.
No, them have the song now. Bebe Cool, come on. But a Bebe Cool, them set teeth the show. Because RDX are the headliner. And when them come on, them start with some daggering.
Yeah.
That the crowd, them know, wagwan.
No, but that's serious thing.
Everybody confused. Them say, what is this?
Seriously.
Hey, what are those men doing on stage?
It happened in Jamaica too.
You cannot do that on the stage. You do that at the big room. We're in Jamaica.
You ever go a show where some big international artists come, yeah? And them artists have all 30 albums. And Jamaicans only know 5 songs.
No, but that is the song. We're not talking about the song.
After the song, them where you know done. You know what? You're nothing else. Are you sending berries? And the people have rock away.
Yeah.
You're sending Freddy.
But other. We're not talking about songs, you know. We're talking about the dagger in them when the man them are going with the stage.
I see him principle. We don't want you.
No, but everybody know daggering. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
Daggering is world.
Yeah. Broke your neck dance.
Hold on a second. Even if you don't call it daggering, man.
Yeah.
It's universal.
It's out there.
Everybody daggers.
Dagger.
Hey. What you doing on stage, man? You take that to the hut.
Yeah, not on stage.
No. Oh, boy.
So discuss
the people them did say, no, man, I'm not boring with that and I need to leave. All right. Workers.
Yeah.
Security guards.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be protecting items.
No, but them are protect them
insurance.
Yeah. Odari.
Don't give me this story.
Give it a rundown.
This going to the security officers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've a problem with management demanding pay, and management give them a 6 for a 9, and them just make a plan.
Well, you see, from yesterday, you can't blame them.
Yeah.
Because in Jamaicans don't too like 6 to 9.
All right, then.
Yeah. So them, and this happened over East Island here too.
One night.
So make it worse.
Yeah, one night.
Them want them bun and them cheese. And
yeah. Can't get them bun and them cheese.
And they have them 6 to 9.
And them rob up the place, so them supposed to secure and plot.
You don't call that rob.
No, they rob some money and some small items.
They shift around $20 million.
Security for sure. $20 million.
$20 million.
I want what them thieves so.
Boy, I...
Tractor,
computers, forklift, and office supply.
Oh, yes.
Hold on.
The man them move out at Gunter.
Stop
the man
there,
move
Andrew.
Out a tractor.
Stop there, Andrew.
And a forklift out of these premises.
Stop there, Andrew. It's a security firm. What you doing with a forklift and a tractor?
No, hold on.
I know, you never think about it. No,
think about it.
Listen.
An office supply.
It's a security firm, right?
I expect if you keep guns, so, buttons.
Remember, when you are securing
bulletproof
somewhere,
vest.
You need to have the forklift.
To do what?
In case you need to help lift the items out of the place. Because I remember, you know, who did that eat the cheese?
So I
who did that eat the tin of cheese?
But hold on,
Problem still doing construction, man.
This is it. This is efficiency, you know, because we ain't about to rent a forklift to move the things. We use your own goods move your things.
probably
but them security are serious, man. Forklift and tractor.
$20 million worth. But bigger thing than that, though. Me want a security work. Because if my pay equivalent to $20 million.
Oh, darn that.
No.
Yeah. What is right?
If me are the judge,
yeah. That.
Me are going to come, and check up how much money them owe, no? And how much out of the $20 million. When we deduct it, you see whatever left, and that me are charging.
Who laugh, man?
Who laugh? But hold on, this was the right thing for the Easter, and you can't blame the man, them.
Who laugh?
Because... You see, on the third day, when the boss come, remember, you know, Jesus died on the Friday.
Hear this one, no.
And then when them come the Sunday,
risen.
The tomb empty.
Yeah.
So the boss come the day, and it was empty. It was all about.
So you encourage slackness then,
no, I'm saying, you know,
Andrew, where
miracles happen every day.
And where are the office supplies?
I know, so I can conspiracy. Eh?
Where are the office supplies?
Where put them in the office?
Where are the office? Where are the park and tractor?
Leave fuck.
Me tell you, so them are expand.
I understand, Hold on, you look for a park and tractor. The man, they might go sell that and make a
No, them are you. Them are expand. That's why them can't pay the man them.
Okay.
They might clear down the side of the place and build up for putting office equipment. That's why them can't pay the man.
$20 million
worth. Don't forget the man them that money, man, especially for Easter. Listen, it's been another episode of the Yard Info podcast. You never sweat so much this time, Gunter.
No, not at all.
The lighter side of Jamaican news. You're cool.
So why you bring the lighter side? I never sweat so much. Why them not?
Yeah, because you know, me know you know, man, he's a cake soap man, you know. So that's why you always
food the funny light.
Cool. Thanks for joining me, Odari.
That's right.
Stuart.
Follow me on Twitter. Dari Lifestyles.
And Rowan Gunter.
Don't join yet.
Yeah.